All right, Jake, first of all, congratulations on the appointment as assistant coach to the Drouin GM Ice Dogs. I guess just your reaction when you got the phone call.
Honestly, I was just super excited. Like, I was talking to Mike. It was something that I was able to kind of get the deal done. And I was so excited and so grateful, like, to be back in Drouin. And it's just, like, just a whirlwind kind of emotions. Like, I've really missed being out there since I left. And to go back now and to kind of go full circle around and go back to the coach, it's phenomenal. Like, I'm so excited. I'm literally counting down the days and the hours till I'm out there.
What got you interested in taking the coaching role?
Well, when I had to, I was playing college hockey in Sask, and when I had to stop playing, I had to stop playing due to hip injury. And I came back home, and I was kind of doing a job I did in the summer when I was going to school, and I started coaching right away, though. Like, I didn't leave the game because I wanted to. It was more I had to. And so I was really missing that part of me. So I got into coaching right away and just absolutely fell in love with it. Like I enjoy coaching. I think about it all day. That's actually what I do for work out in BC. And it's just, I couldn't be happier doing it. And to get being able to coach the junior A level, it's something I've been trying to do since I first started coaching. And I've been very lucky that, you know, I've moved up the ranks fairly quickly, which I'm very fortunate. But it's also, you know, it comes with, I've, like, long hours to me, if it's in hockey, there's no such thing. Like, I work all day. I'm live, breathe, and sleep hockey, like, 24/7. So for me to get a chance to do this in my old spot where I got used to play, it's a dream come true.
Does it make it easier that this is a job that you know the head coach, you know what he stands for, you know his philosophy? Does it make it easier to make the transition?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like, of course, like, I'm very excited to get to, you know, sit down with Kurt before the season starts. But 100%, I mean, I know what, like, Kurt's kind of players are. I know what his style of play is. I know how he likes things to be done on a day-to-day basis. And for me, I mean, it fits everything I'm about. And actually, as a player, I learned a lot from Kurt that I take coaching now. Like, I can't explain to you how much respect I have for him, not only as a person, but in the game of hockey. Like, there's a lot of traits and a lot of ways he goes about things that I've taken to my coaching now. And I can't wait to learn even more from him. But 100%, like, it's easier to go back in. Like, I know the routine in Drouin. I know, well, I mean, a lot of the staff is still around. And of course, you know, knowing Svensson, knowing Kurt, knowing Ben, like, it makes it 100 times easier. And I'm really excited to get to work with them and learn from them.
And finally, what do you bring to the team? What's going to be your kind of mentality?
Well, it's, of course, like, I want to come in and, I used this quote in the article I had done, and it was, you know, I'm one for one in Drouin, but I want to make it two for two. And I want to do everything I can to make sure to bring Bill home. And but that being said, I'm really excited to help these kids develop, not only on the ice, but off it, you know, showing them, you know, how to kind of mature into the young man they're becoming. And then as far as coaching-wise, like I said, like, I'm very, like, a big student of the game. I'm constantly learning, constantly studying. And I know I can bring a lot to the table, and not only the interaction with the boys, I'm very good with building relationships with each player, but then from a skill side and, you know, the X's and O's and all that, I'm constantly building and constantly learning new things that will help the team be successful. And at the end of the day, whatever Kurt and Ben need me for, whatever role they need me to be, I will do that to make sure the team succeeds and the players develop throughout the year. Looking forward to coming back out to Drouin. It was my second home when I played there, and I can't explain to you how grateful I am to be coming back out there and get the experience to coach.